What is something your ego or your pride prevented you from doing that you look back on now? You're like, you know what? I shouldn't have let my pride get in the way of that.
And in school, wilding out, getting kicked out of school, fighting and shit. When I could have been playing sports, doing all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All type of shit. But living, you learn. Because I could have let a lot of shit slide. That, you know what I'm saying? You know, being young, you feel like you got a lot of shit to prove.
Exactly.
Just being a person in general, you feel like you got shit to prove to people. The only person you really got shit to prove is yourself and God.
I couldn't have said that better myself. Yeah. Hope the youngsters listening. Because there's somebody that already experienced it before and didn't realize, you know what? None of that shit was worth it.
Nah.
At the end of the day, what did you gain from it? You know what I'm saying?
Not shit.
Not shit.
Not shit.
You are now tuned into the Experience, the Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Find out what's happening right now. Came from the bottom, still reaching the highest point. No, we won't pipe down.
We are the truth. We are the cool. We are the culture. The Highest Point Lifestyle.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter what you've been through. You know you deserve the best and willing to put in the work for progress to reach the highest point. Yo, we got a special guest in the building today, you heard? And you know what? Before I even introduce him, I'm going to let the music speak. So let's go ahead and bring some music in right now. Let's get it.
With DJ Young Cash.
Huh? Let's get it.
Hey.
Ah.
What?
I'm on the pack on the back streets. My foes in the trenches packy. No beer, I just want that lane. Some shit just ain't what it said. I'm catching place for that green. Go jug and serve you a bean. Still serving on the back streets. I'm on the pack on the back streets. My foes in the trenches packy. No beer, I just want that lane. Some shit just ain't what it said. I'm catching place for that green. Go jug and serve you a bean. Still serving on the back streets.
I'm on the pack on the back streets. I'm taking risks for that green. I'm catching place that can't cheat. Don't fuck with y'all, let me be. We working off the back streets. Hit my line, what you need? You working or you serving? I'm fresh, but I flex on purpose. One stop shop, dog, we at your service. Had to go get it when I was hurt. Ain't talking about guap, then the time for the skirt. And watch anything, cause twins stay lurking. Still got it on me, cause these niggas be murking. Bury your soul, niggas so dirty. Turn a bitch shit, cause you think she pretty.
10s, 20s, 100s, 50s.
I'm worried, y'all ain't fucking with me, cause I'm still get this money. Feel me, passion, jigga, how I got my neck chilly. Really, Gene Tracy trying to get me a milli. These fake trap niggas be so damn silly. You say you getting money, but you out here stealing. Fuck being broke, I don't like that feeling. A million ain't enough, trying to run up a billion.
Yo, that's Guap Boy Fresh in the building.
Yeah, already.
You know what I'm saying? I heard a lot of trap talk in that track right there. You heard? So what would you define your music as? What genre would it fall in?
Whatever you want to classify it as. I mean, I don't really get into all that.
You just let the people decide?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, man, let's go ahead and get...
Southern music.
Matter of fact, where you from?
From here. Greensboro.
Greensboro. CAC in the building. You heard? 336.
Big
so, you born and raised right here?
Right here.
That's what's up, man. So, let me see. What was your inspiration to start in your music?
I'd say, like, growing up listening to, like, Criss Cross, you know, seeing kids rapping. Like Bow Wow. When I seen Bow Wow come out, I was like, I used to tell my mom, like, yo, I want to rap.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got to do, bro, out there rapping. You know what I'm saying? I can do that.
And he was youngin'.
Young.
Like, he was killing. Like, damn, 11 or something, like when he first came out.
Yeah.
And yo, no cap though, Bow Wow was killing him when he first came out.
Yeah, bro.
Like, and he had hits. People forget about it because he's been in the game so long.
Yeah.
And one thing about him, man, longevity speaks for itself. And he started off strong. You know what I'm saying? He ain't hot like he was back then, but that shit carried him for a long time.
Bro, still getting a bag off music, so I mean.
Yeah, bag off music and acting.
Right.
Like when he in some, I think he had some type of show with, like, I don't know, dealing with cops or something. He been doing a whole lot of different things, man. So salute to him for that.
Yeah, most definitely.
A lot of people wouldn't admit they was inspired by Bow Wow, but yeah, they was the ones back in the day.
You know, I'm just saying, just seeing that was like, oh yeah, I could do it too. But just listening to music, period. You know, what
right.
I'm saying, in general. But So who seeing that, another kid, like, damn. Mm.
And when you was young.
Shit, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that shit.
So could you rap at that time? You started, once you saw him, you started, you know, trying to mess with it
me
a little bit.
Me and my sister, God brothers, used to mess around. But I ain't really, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I didn't get into it like that.
Okay. So so he was your inspiration. You know, seeing him go. So right now, would you define rap as a hobby or is it a career aspiration?
I mean, I'd say both. Damn, both. But more so a career, but you know what I'm saying? I got other avenues I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get into.
You diversifying.
Other than just that, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, so if it pop off, it pop off.
Nah, but if it's going to pop off. It ain't no if.
He said that with chess
people. It's going to pop off.
So that means you're serious about your business. You're serious about music.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a passion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it is a hobby to some people. And some people actually blew when it was just a hobby. You know, they didn't even, you know, didn't think it was take off like that.
Yeah.
I think Blueface was one of them. Like, homie, his manager scooped him up and, like, just went on from there. Yeah, yeah, they definitely went up. Hell, he wasn't even rapping on beat.
For shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it jumped crazy. Yeah. So which, all right, since you're saying this is kind of, but this is a career aspiration, what has been like the biggest adjustment or difficulty you experienced in your rap career?
We really had all the pieces, you know what I'm saying, around us the whole time and didn't even really know.
Mm.
But I say for the most part before it was like good producers and you know what I'm saying? Just really somebody to get the game from type shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are those pieces consist of that you was alluding to? Like when you saying you got the right pieces.
Like a producer, you know, like videographer.
Right.
We always had the studio. Always.
Right. Now, it's important to have the right sound to go with your music.
Yeah.
That's one thing people got to realize. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be the dopest rapper, but if you don't got that right sound behind you, people ain't going to hear you.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially women, they like the largest consumers of it.
Yeah.
If you don't got something to make their ass shake or make them, you know, feel like they want to listen to what you're talking about.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, yeah.
So that's important. So, you know, finding a producer is definitely a journey. And then, you know, once you find a good one, you stick with them.
Got to.
So, have you ever done any shows?
Did a little something.
Word. Because you seem a little laid back. Give me like Wiz later. Khalifa vibes.
I'm the chill one out in the squad, you know. I played the back.
Right.
Back seat for a while.
Word. And so, chill. So you be the eyes.
Yeah.
Quiet niggas be the eyes. Don't get it twisted.
I mean, I just say the back. I ain't quiet. I'm quiet around people. I don't.
Okay.
But I ain't quiet.
Got you. Okay. He ain't quiet. You know what I'm saying? He a goon, people. Y'all don't heard what he was talking about, that trap shit in the damn trap. Nigga, I listen. I listen to what you're talking about. So, so that's dope. What is some of the, we talked about some of the, you know, things that was difficult in your rap career. What is the best advice you think you have gotten, you know, doing your rap career? And it don't even got to be that. The best advice in life. So you can relay it any way you like.
Man, just mash the gas. Like,
You
know what I'm saying? You can't be scared to, you got to take that risk. You can't be, if you want to do something, you got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't just think it and like just sit on it, like do it.
Right.
Like especially if you good at it.
Facts.
Or even if you ain't good at it, get good at it.
Right. Just jump out there.
It's a lot of people that start off doing stuff and they ain't good at it and they just, you know what I'm saying?
Super facts.
Get right.
Super facts.
Work on your craft, whatever it is.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about perfection, it's about progression.
Yeah.
That's what I tell a lot of people. And that was some advice that I got, you know what I'm saying, on my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, because I was like my biggest critic. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I can't. You that way too?
Bad. Big time.
So you ever like, what's the longest you like held back a track or putting something out because you wanted to be so perfect?
And I ain't even going to tell you. Long.
Yeah.
I should have been, man, people will tell you that, no.
Right.
I should have been doing this a long time ago.
Facts. Yeah, yeah. But you already stepped out your comfort zone because it also got something to do with comfort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you ain't quiet, but like, look, when it's like cameras on, like certain areas, like look, you know what? That ain't my style right now.
Yeah.
But you easing into it.
Yeah.
And that's the important part. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You might be the one in front of the camera the most. Yeah. You never know. Like, no one knows.
Mm-mm.
Until you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. I mean, it's so much shit I done experienced, man. Like, and I like to pass on the game because I've been rocking for a little while. And I see a little bit of, you know, things I've experienced in my travels that other people going through as well. And I, you know, I just like to tell them, like, look, you know what I'm saying? I done been there. So don't hold back.
Nah.
Because I might have missed out. And I don't want you to miss out from procrastinating.
Yeah.
Something else I used to say, like, I used to tell people, procrastination is like masturbation. Wait. You know what that mean? Because when it all come down to it, you just fucking yourself.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Perfect.
You get it? For real. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck yourself, people.
Nah.
A lot of y'all out here fucking yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm saying stop fucking yourself.
Hey, that's big.
You don't heard it from Fresh. He said, just get out there and do it. Go. Press the gas, people. What the hell? Straight up. So that's real, yeah, man.
Got to.
So, you know, a lot of all that boils down to success. So I want to know, from your point of view, what is the definition of success?
Just making it, or I ain't going to say making it.
Yeah, really, well, like, what's making it? That is, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's different for everybody because everybody come from, you know, different, you know what I'm saying? Some people from the hood, some people was born in it where they already, you know what I'm saying? They already got it. So, I mean, I guess success would be just living out your dreams, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Right. No matter what that dream is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You living out something that you wanted.
Because,
like, what is it really considered, like, so like you said, some people born into money. Are they successful? Because they were born into money? They inherited a lot of money? Is that success?
Nah. I mean, everybody's opinion is going to be different about
it. Right. But like, what about you? Yeah.
It ain't really successful. Because, I mean, you ain't do shit to get it. You ain't do shit to get that. It was just passed to you.
Right. For real.
It's like getting in a dope game and your uncle just hit you with that sack. You like, you in there.
Right.
But I ain't going to say you're not successful from that, but you know what I'm saying? He gave you that start, so you got to pay homage to where it came from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to make that sack get on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was born into money, I wouldn't feel accomplished until
I do something with the money to, you know.
Yeah. Something under my name.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something I can call my own. Right. So. Yeah, I get that. I'm on that same wave, man. For real. So, you know, right now, so that brings me to who was someone you would want to collaborate with in the either, you know, major, minor, don't matter. Your top three you would want to collaborate with. It can be a singer, it can be a rapper, be a producer.
All right, I give one own person, a singer, and like I guess somebody local.
Mm.
So
just press the button on whoever popped in your mind first.
I would go with somebody like Dirt.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
He hard though.
I fuck with him, bro. He hard. Singer.
Wait. Let's stay on this Dirt shit. What about Dirt you rock with though? Like,
oh, I've been rocking with bro since, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell, the Chicago shit first started. Like,
yeah,
we had the dreads before bro got cut them the first time.
Oh, man, that's way
like,
back
when Chief Keef was still in Chicago type shit. Like, oh, I'm on the music hard.
Right.
I do my homework.
Yeah.
And I'm on it.
What about him, like, stuck out from the rest, though? Like, is it something about, like, how, is it, like, the pain behind his music? Is it, you know, like what
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, bruh, style just was different. You know, they was all just rapping about it. Bruh got on the tune and then was, right, medelic with it. So, I was fucking with it.
Oh, so you got, do you have melodies?
I do, but I ain't really hopped on that yet. So
okay.
It's coming, though.
Bet. I'm going to be on the lookout
definitely
for it.
Coming.
All right, so what's the next one? I know you're about to see somebody else.
I'm a singer. There's a lot of good singers out here. You know.
You said somebody local, though, didn't you?
Oh, the local?
Shoot your shot.
I'm going to say local, but they from our, you know what I'm saying, our state, but they ain't, you know what I'm saying, local. Damn, they ain't a local rapper.
Okay.
So I say somebody like Stunna.
Stunna.
Yeah, somebody like that. I think we could turn up on some shit.
Yeah, he would definitely turn up.
Yeah.
Salisbury, right? Ain't that where Stunna from? Yeah, Salisbury. Holla at Fresh, man. This Carolina shit. Like, this Carolina shit,
people
man.
People be sleeping on in Carolina. If we had that
man,
unity,
Carolina
like Atlanta
got so many
and all them other
facts.
Cities, like, I'm telling you, like, Carolina would definitely be
yo
out there.
Yeah, and we got some dope-ass artists.
Many.
For real.
A lot.
And the ones that actually make it past, like, finally get out of Carolina,
yeah,
they be, like, the best.
Yeah.
Look at Rhapsody.
Yeah.
DaBaby. J. Cole.
Right.
All the fucking best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? They was niggas and bitches just like in our situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't saying that derogatory raps. It ain't calling you a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That way, but.
It's the opposite of a nigga.
Yeah.
I be trying to tell people that. I don't mean disrespect when when I call a female a bitch, but it's just.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. It ain't no disrespect.
Nah,
they get it.
All.
You know what I'm saying? They be calling us niggas.
Yeah.
And you know, they call themselves bitches too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But, okay. So, all right. So, that's your people you would get on the track with.
Yeah.
Now we got this other part called, you know, would you rather get into this part here? So, I'm going to give you some options. You know what I'm saying? And you let me know who you would choose to either, you know, get on track with or work with or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Would you want to get on a track with Drake or Lil Baby? Fresh featuring Drake.
I'm gonna keep it
featuring.
Hot. Like, that's hard because Drake, one of my favorite artists,
right?
Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
But Lil Baby, hard as shit.
Yeah, facts.
So it's like.
Like
for my style,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Drake can them, you know what I'm saying? He versatile as shit, so he
yeah.
gonna switch it up to whatever.
They listening.
But I'm a probably damn go with Lil Baby right now, because bro just, he flaming everything he touch.
He is.
I mean, Drake is too.
Yeah.
But damn, I'm saying.
So it's.
I'm going with Lil Baby right about.
Yeah, Lil Baby got the streets more than Drake.
Yeah.
But Drake got, you know, like global.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He do. He definitely do.
Yeah. Okay.
He definitely do.
So bet. So Lil Baby, it's going to be Fresh featuring Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and put that in the air. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Next. Kendrick or J. Cole?
I ain't even gotta think about that. That's Cole all the way.
Word, okay.
I don't even, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick, he hard, but that ain't really my style of,
right.
You know what I'm saying, music. And I got a couple of bruh albums, but.
Yeah, really, yeah. I rock with Cole more
with
too,
Cole
honestly.
More, you know what I'm saying? Cole just.
Yeah. He Cole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
That's North Carolina's Jay, you know what I'm saying? That's our damn.
Yeah. He did it, man. And he versatile too. I was listening to that the track with him and Wale on the way to here. Like, he got the I ain't really heard Cole on no damn club music before.
Oh,
but he
yeah,
killed
yeah,
that
yeah.
shit.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, I think he was like, and he remixed I believe it was Vibrant Thing, yo, from back in the day.
Yeah,
you know
shit,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit.
Yo, that jump hard.
I
heard Cole though, and I heard him switching it up like in the flow and all that shit.
Like, a lot of people bringing that 90s vibe back. I fuck with
yo,
that shit.
Yo, a lot of remixes, right?
Because I wanted to damn start rapping and bring that 90s vibe back.
Mm.
But I was like, man, producers that I was running into, they weren't really making that type of shit.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. You got to tell them niggas, man, what you want. You know what I'm saying? Tell them, go ahead and make it.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, though.
No doubt. No doubt. I bet. So would you rather? Would you rather Beyonce or Rihanna? Now, I ain't talking about no, we ain't talking about sex, Fresh. You know what I'm saying? We said Beyonce, Rihanna. We ain't talking about that now. Yeah, I saw you saw your head went at for when we talking about Beyonce, Rihanna. So which one you want to get on the track with?
I know this is going to make a lot of people mad, but I'm more of a, I fuck with Rihanna more than Beyonce, so I'm going to definitely go with Rihanna on that one.
Why?
But Beyonce got the queen of, you know what I'm saying, what she do.
So. But why you fuck with Rihanna more? Like, that sound like something personality-wise you fuck with.
Nah, it's just, as far as, like, her, the songs that she done put out, I could fuck with them shits more, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, respect. Yeah, Rihanna hard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she go hard too, but she just ain't.
For my style is, I fuck with it more.
Yeah, yeah. She make hits, man. She got a real a good ear for music.
Yeah, hell yeah.
She got an ear for music. I can't lie on that.
Yeah.
So I bet that's what's up. That's what's up. So now we can go to producers. Mm. It's gonna be kind of like a old school, but he's still relevant, very relevant to a new school producer. Who would you rather produce your album? Mm. Kanye West or Metro Boomin?
Metro. Kanye got too much shit going on. I'm good.
You ain't rocking with him?
I mean, I cool. Well,
some you of seen the Drink Champs joint?
Cool, but yeah, yeah. Bro, it's crazy.
Yeah,
We on two different types of time, so
right.
I'm going with Metro.
Metro, yeah, yeah. He definitely going hard.
Keep it southern. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit southern.
Right. Yeah, so the South been definitely holding his own for a long time in his rap thing.
But we gotta bring that North Carolina shit to the world.
Right, right. And man, like you said, man, we definitely could be like the new ATL, like really just take over.
We could. But it's artists everywhere. Not just Greensboro, not just Charlotte, right. Raleigh, Durham.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that.
In the sticks. You know what I'm saying? Like country boys, like I ain't from Greensboro, you know what I'm saying?
Barnburg.
Yeah, all that.
Everywhere.
Like who would have thought, like Salisbury?
Yeah.
That's where your boy came from.
Yeah, like.
You know what I'm saying? It's hitting talent everywhere, all these pockets of North Carolina. And then what's dope about Carolina, you got different accents within the state.
Yeah.
You got this super country, you got, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, people like from, you know, Greensboro sound a little different. They don't sound as country. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like major diverse here. And why you think it haven't happened? Because we don't have all this talent for years. Like even with Petey Pablo, he shut the scene down for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
no one else came for a while still.
Even when he brought
all that attention to Carolina.
A long time.
No one still came for a long time. So what you think is the major problem?
Egos, pride, all type, you know what I'm saying? All type of bullshit.
Right, right. So, okay. Speaking of ego and pride, because we all got that, right?
I mean, we do, but when it come to, it's a bigger picture than that.
Right, so, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
It's a bigger picture than that, so yeah.
Right. So now, you've matured in age now, you know what I'm saying? You got older, you learned some things. Speaking of ego or pride, what is something your ego or your pride prevented you from doing that you look back on now, you were like, you know what? I shouldn't have let my pride get in the way of that. You know what I'm saying? Or stop this. Or even like a chick you was dealing with, your pride was just in the way, wouldn't allow you to move forward on something. You went over there, stole on that nigga, and you know you shouldn't have stole on him for no reason, man. Like, your pride was just...
Yeah, I say something like that. Like being in school, wilding out, getting kicked out of school, fighting and shit.
Mm.
When I could have been playing sports, doing all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All type of shit. But Live and you learn.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that wasn't my avenue, so.
Right, yeah, yeah, for real, for real. So, you know, with so that school thing, that's what, well, your pride had gotten in your way before.
Yeah, because I could have let a lot of shit slide. That, you know what I'm saying? You know, being young, you feel like you got a lot of shit to prove.
Exactly.
Just being a person in general, you feel like you got shit to prove to people. You
really, yeah, a black man.
Yeah, and you really, shit, the only person you really got shit to prove is yourself and God.
I couldn't have said that better myself. Yeah. Hope the youngsters listening. Because there's somebody that already experienced it before and didn't realize, you know what? None of that shit was worth it.
Nah.
At the end of the day, what did you gain from it? You know what I'm saying?
Not shit.
Not shit.
Not shit. Getting kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Going to an alternative school. All type of bullshit.
Bullshit. I done been there, done that, man. Been there, done that. So, you know what I'm saying? This is something for everybody, you know, tune into, listen, and, you know, avoid shit that we went through so you can, you know, come up sooner than we did.
Hell yeah.
That's what it's about because, you know, we do this shit, you know, we trailblazers in this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we creating paths for the people to come behind us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We want to be successful, but, you know, we don't have people come behind us. Next people that line up from Carolina do it even bigger than we did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we set this shit ablaze for. So that's dope. That's dope. So, you know, how can people follow you, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, check out your music?
Shit. The music is coming. Really, right now, Instagram. We got the YouTube, the Guap Boys YouTube, so you could really get it through there.
Mm-hmm.
When I drop, all that Apple shit coming in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, you dropping some tracks out there?
Yeah.
So, do you have any albums that people can listen to now, or they need to tune in?
I got a lot of features.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I've been doing it, but
right,
I've been on other people's shit.
Right. So what all of a sudden made you press the gas, man? What, like, what, like,
seeing my homies them and other motherfuckers around them going ape. You know what I'm saying? My dog been doing this shit, so
right,
I'm like, damn, what the fuck?
It's time for me to go.
He been telling me damn.
Right.
And my other homies been telling me, go ahead, bro, what the fuck? What
you for real, for knowing? Real.
Stop, yeah, for bullshit. Real.
Yeah, man, that's a fact. And we need people around us that's going to, you know, motivate us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be around a bunch of people that ain't doing shit and then try to make
you. Have you them not doing shit.
Right.
And wasting time.
Right.
Running in circles.
For real, for real. I had to chop some people off because, like, every time I try to do something, they'll try to make me feel some type of way about it. I mean, what you trying to do, man? Who you think you are? Well, I think I am. I don't think I'm anybody, nigga. I know what the fuck I am.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm chosen, man.
Yeah. I done had some shit like that. Similar.
Yeah. And you just gotta, you know, you gotta make room so you can spread your wings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You. Certain people gonna, you know, bring the air up under your wings. Some people gonna try to pull you down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just gotta, you know, select, you know, which one, see who's who.
Yeah.
And some niggas gonna be in the corner trying to blend in when really they hating on the low. You gotta figure out that shit too.
Yeah, we call them silent snakes.
Silent snakes. Y'all heard it here first, man, with Fresh. The silent snakes, they think they slick.
Yeah, they do. Like chameleons, they try to blend in.
Yeah.
It don't work.
Try to ride a wave, too. They try to hop, wave the wave. I noticed that, too. You know what I'm saying? Whoever coming up, they jump on that.
Yeah.
You start going down, they jump on the next. You right. know what I'm saying?
Click hopping and shit.
Click hopping. Damn, he got all the phrases. Yo, them two tracks right there you need to come out with. Damn, Silent Snakes and Click Hopping.
Oh, yeah.
Facts. I want to hear them shits. I'm saying, let me get like, you know what I'm saying, like 5, you know what I'm saying, 7%. You know what I'm saying? Just
on the back end.
Yeah, man, that's dope, though, man. Like, yeah, I can't wait to hear the music, man. For real, for real. I like the track that you sent out. I want to hear some more, though. I want to definitely hear some more.
Bro, I sent you more than that because I got them. You know what I'm
saying? You got them.
I got them. I just ain't put them out.
Okay. Got
tracks.
See, I need to hear the tracks, man.
I got
man.
Tracks.
You That's what
I'm saying. And
you know what?
He right there. He'll tell you. I got tracks.
Okay. Man. Yeah. You know what? We're going to go through some tracks, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to... I want to push another one.
Yeah, we're going
to... I want to push another one.
Back. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bet,
I'm
man.
I'm gonna be more, you know what I'm saying? Because I know this and this one was a little, you know. But
nah, man, more. This one was good, man. This like you being yourself. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got to you know, everybody got to break the ice with a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get comfortable and the shit just gradually became what it should be this whole time.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? And you trust me, people that's watching, they just like you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love having organic, real conversations with people.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just like you was motivated by your partners, people gonna watch you and be motivated by you. You're like, yo, I feel that same way. I'm an introvert when, you know, in certain, you know, situations.
In the cut.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the introverts. They fire too. You know what I'm saying? They just don't fuck with y'all like that. You know what I'm saying? They selective. For real, man. Very. But, you know, it was a pleasure seeing you and getting up with you again, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
And being on the show, man. Can't wait to hear more. You guys make sure you follow him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
watch
yeah,
the movement.
That my Instagram is at Fresh N, like not I-N, N-D-A, Flesh.
Got you. When you will see it right here, man, on the video, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow him ASAP. A lot of more things come. If you want to get on the wave early, you better get on the wave early.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Yo, until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
It's the Highest Point Podcast.
Procrastination is like masturbation. Wait. You know what that mean? Because when it all come down to it, you just fucking yourself.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Perfect.
You get it? For real. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck yourself, people.
Nah.
A lot of y'all out here fucking yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm saying stop fucking yourself.
Hey, that's big.
You done heard it from Fresh. He said, just get out there and do it. Go. Press the gas, people. What the hell? Straight up. Like, this Carolina shit, man.
If people be sleeping on Carolina, if we had that unity, man, Carolina like Atlanta got so many and all them other
facts.
Cities, like, I'm telling you, like, Carolina would definitely be
yo
out there.
Yeah, and we got some dope-ass artists.
Many.
For real.
A lot.
And the ones that actually make it past, like, finally get out of Carolina, yeah. They be, like, the best.
Yeah.
Look at Rhapsody.
Yeah.
DaBaby. J. Cole.
Right.
The fucking best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? They was niggas and bitches just like in our situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't saying that derogatory raps. It ain't calling you a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That way, but.
Yeah. It's the opposite of a nigga.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell people that. I don't mean disrespect when when I call a female a bitch, but it's just.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. Ain't no disrespect.
Nah,
they get it.
All.
You know what I'm saying? They be calling us niggas.
Yeah.
And I mean, they call themselves bitches too. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.